It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. You know what the big story of the day is. The football season is underway. Unfortunately, the Falcons are 0-1 after...
Is it that song, I Don't Want to See You Cry? It sounds like Deadbeat.
Is that what it is, Bo?
Call me whenever.
Juice WRLD.
You know, I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
It's probably somebody my kids listen to.
Yeah, probably.
Ain't he
Juice
dead?
WRLD,
isn't that?
Ain't he dead?
I believe so.
Yeah. Wasn't that one of Samson's favorite songs, though?
I think it was. Samson, yeah. Samson and his brothers, they don't know, man. I just be like, hey, just.
Yeah, R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
Yeah, man. He did pass away. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
He's very impactful.
Oh, right. That's what somebody got a tattoo,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he made a really big impact on their life.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. That's great. A lot of people are influenced by a lot of different music.
Yeah, man.
Whatever it is that gets you going,
mm-hmm.
that's what gets you going.
And just put them on your body.
For some people.
Not that you can't listen to the damn song over and over again. You got to permanently have his face on your ass.
Was it LeBron's son, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
I don't know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bronny. Let's call him by his own name. He is an NBA player.
Yeah.
Bronny James. I mean, some people it's Juice WRLD. Some people it's
Frankie Beverly.
You got Frankie Beverly.
He had a big impact on
big
me.
Big impact on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like to wear white because of that.
There you go.
Yeah. Even though I don't really wear a lot of white.
Sometimes you do. Oh, speaking of wearing stuff.
Uh-oh.
Are we one and done?
Yeah, man.
We did Tank Top Friday.
We did the Tank Top Friday, man.
We tried.
It just felt so good.
It really did.
Because I had to come home. I came home and I didn't have to change.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wear all day.
Yeah. I kept that tank top on. I put it back on Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah.
We didn't get sweaty.
We didn't get sweaty. We were inside. Fine. Because I had to do some yard work on Friday when I got home, so I put on some yard work stuff, and then Saturday was sitting right there for me in the closet. Yeah. I was like, I'll put that back on.
Let me put this thing
watch
back on.
Watch a little college football with the guns out. Yeah, so one and done on Tank Top Fridays. We tried.
Yeah.
We did our best. We couldn't do it.
Real quick, Rusty just sent us over all of, I think we're looking at Oklahoma. You were talking about Oklahoma and their schedule. Whew.
They got a tough one.
Texas,
yeah.
South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU.
Yeah.
What did Oklahoma do to y'all?
Their entire slate as of Sunday is ranked.
What the hell did Oklahoma do? God almighty.
They joined the SEC. They joined the SEC. And scheduled, they have Michigan, so they're non-conference as well. Look, man, if they can go 10-2 with this schedule, look out.
Because they got a quarterback to do it.
They do have a quarterback to do it. And they got some guys on defense.
Yes.
You saw them play on Saturday. They had a nice win. We'll get back into a little bit of college at 1:20 as well, as we'll talk about the college football weekend. But like we mentioned, Falcons audio, Falcons highlight conversation in about 20 minutes. But right now, it is time for the phones. Phones are jam-packed, so let's get out there. We'll start. This is perfect. We'll start with Positive Paul. Paul's in Sugar Hill.
No.
Hello, Paul.
What's up, gentlemen? I'm still on the positive train, okay?
All right.
First of all, I've got just a few things to make. First of all, the NFL is looking good for the entire season. The parity between the teams. Man, did you see – I'll get to Atlanta in a minute, but did you see the Steelers-Jets game?
It was a great game.
You talk about excitement and to see Rodgers, both quarterbacks do as good as they did. I was very, very pleased. Mm-hmm. But before I get to the Falcons – Derrick Henry from the Ravens.
Yes.
Let me tell you, if you got this cat on your fantasy team, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah. Yep.
He is an animal. Animal.
Okay. Thank
now.
You. Okay,
right.
There we go. Here
Let's
we go.
Do it, Paul.
Let's do it.
Here we go to the meat. The Falcons. Penix looked absolutely fabulous. Lord, I hope he can stay healthy. He looks great. The offensive line looked great. I was very pleased we were even in this game because I really kind of had some doubts. I'm sorry that Koo missed a field goal, but it ain't all his fault. It ain't all his fault.
Okay.
And he's going to make some of those field goals before the year's out. I'm going to hang up and let y'all go. Have a great one, guys.
Appreciate you, Paul.
There you go, Paul. Paul's
keeping
a positive focus on the fact that many of the games were close.
Yes.
Including the Falcons.
Yes, it was.
It was very close.
Yes.
So from that standpoint, entertainment value standpoint, high. Now, How is it not his fault that he missed the field goal?
I don't know. I mean, okay.
It was a good
snap.
I
saw some post game and everything. You know, and the teammates say, doing and saying what you're supposed to say and do. Not his fault. He didn't lose the game. We're all in it. Deep down inside, you know, I mean, hit the kick. But then it goes back to you as your player saying it, well, what the hell did I do? Because I know I didn't play my best.
Right.
And so it goes back. That's just a teammate thing. That's how you always want to view it. But, no, he missed the kick.
Yeah. And, again,
the snap was perfect.
I have
home
no problem with the players having his back.
Yeah, he missed it.
He's their teammate for now. even when if he's not their teammate, like later today or tomorrow, they'll probably still say nice things about him. Rightfully so.
Right.
That's what you do as a professional. But that's the right thing to say. What's the true thing? The true thing is that he missed a 44-yard field goal that would have sent the game to overtime.
Yes.
That's a makeable yardage for an NFL kicker.
Yep.
Were the laces out or something?
Wow.
Is it a Finkel situation?
I hope not.
I'd look like a for multiple reasons. I think the snap was good, the hold was good, and he sliced it.
Yep.
So all right. Dave is in Swats, Southwest Atlanta.
Swats.
Hello, Dave. 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 Oh, man. Dave, call us back. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Dallas. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Just calling about the running game. I'm confused with what exactly they're doing. Algier, I think they should use him a little bit more on power runs and maybe a little more play action for Bijan. What do you think?
Well, all right, Brandon. I will say the carries were almost split evenly yesterday.
Yeah,
Bijan had 12 and Algier
had
10.
Said he had 6 catches, right? So 18 total touches for him?
That's right.
Okay, 18 total touches for Bijan.
That's not enough.
That's not enough for Bijan. I knew they did a lot with a we call it pony with both tailbacks in at the game. They had a split out, had Bijan split out, but then they were running the ball with Tyler Algier. I'm so sick of the damn pistol runs. I'm just irritated with it. I know it worked, whatever. It's irritating as hell to me. Get on the damn center, go find your damn defensive tackle, put him at damn fullback, and run straight. You're running without a lead blocker into where the best run stuffing defensive tackle and ball. And you kept running at him. Hello?
I know. I don't know. It seems to me that at times Zach Robinson has a hard time deviating from the game.
Yes.
Like, this is what I want to do, so this is what I'm going to do. Now, they did switch it up a little bit, because remember the first time they ran out of the pistol on fourth and short, gave it to Bijan, he got stuffed. The next time, at least, they gave it to Algier. They got it. He got it, but they still ran the same one.
Yeah, man.
And here's the other thing about it, too. Like, look, you have to be able to run behind all of your offensive linemen.
Yes.
I get it. But some Sundays, the matchup's going to be tough.
And it was tough.
Vita Vea was destroying Ryan Neuzel.
He was, I mean, we mentioned this on Friday. I said, this dude owns...
He does.
Both A guys. He owns the shade, the ones, the zeros, the three. He owns that area. And it don't matter what you do. The highest paid player on this team, the Falcons team, got his ass whipped multiple times. It's what it is. It's just what it is.
Who's the highest paid player on the team?
And Lindstrom?
Lindstrom? Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I think you're right. Okay. Octavius is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Octavius.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Real quick, man. First of all, I'm not even really going to comment on the Falcons. You know, I've already accepted I'm in an abusive relationship. You know, so every now and then this man's going to hit me, but I know he loves me.
Oh,
so we're going to get past it.
Dang, man.
But the question that I got is for Randy. A couple of weeks ago, you said that you're a fan of grunge, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
I'm curious, man, what band do you support with grunge? Because I kind of, I seriously doubted that you was a fan of grunge. I thought you was really playing.
Oh, no, I tell you this.
Thank you, Octavius.
I tell you this, man. You'll never find a bigger Pearl Jam fan than me.
Yeah, it's true. I've known a lot of Pearl Jam fans. A lot of big ones.
Yeah, you'll never find one.
Biggest.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, but I was having fun with the whole grunge thing. But no, I was never into that scene.
Yeah.
But I messed with them, though.
We didn't do the game on Friday night. We had talked about it, but then it was like 93 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to put flannel on and go sit outside.
Oh, you had to go?
Nah.
Oh.
We watched it.
Not
on
a
TV.
Whole lot of people were wearing flannel Friday night.
Oh, really?
It was a fun night, though. I mean,
did they play a lot of grunge music in the park?
Yeah.
Dude, all I know is that you get the updates on your phone and the score came up. I was like, that ain't the damn score, no Braves game.
Yesterday's was like,
I lose 18-1.
Nah, they accidentally put up a football score. They didn't give up 18.
Oh, my goodness.
They sure
did.
Yeah, Raleigh hit another one. He's got 53. I don't think that thing's landed yet from yesterday. All right, let's go Bentley. Bentley's in Sharpsburg. Hey, Bentley.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
hey, man, Falcons played good enough to at least get into overtime and win yesterday.
Agree.
Bijan played great. Penix played great. Defense was solid. Actually got some pass rush. But two things real quick. Drake London never seems to catch the ball cleanly. That's the issue. Never any yards after. And Koo, I need to look for another kicker. Koo was bad all last year. Mm-hmm. This ain't 2 years ago. You know, that was a makeable kick.
Yep.
Had to make that.
Yep.
All right, y'all have a good day. Hey, I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bentley. We appreciate it.
You're right. I mean, there's a new Duke kicker.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
It would not surprise me one bit.
Here's what I feel, and I don't know this, but I feel confident in saying that this is what's happening. They're doing some work right now.
Oh, yeah.
In Flowery Branch.
Yes, yes.
They're calling, they might have somebody up there today.
Terry and them guys are definitely in doing some work, man. but I just think, you know, going back to the original thing with Drake, Drake's got to make those plays. Mm-hmm. All right, you got to make the play. I know it looked like it was just a pivot, inverted pivot route. You got to snatch it with your hands.
You have to catch
it. I think Drake has magnificent hands. I really, really do. But he's got to make those catches. Yeah. And it's the one that they reviewed. How do they not have a camera on that side over there?
I really don't know. Because the more you looked at it,
it looked like he might have got it.
It's crazy because, I mean, he flat dropped it at first.
Yes.
But then as he's like sideways going down, it looked like he pinned it to his leg,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty impressive in the first place. But then, yeah, you're right, to not have that reverse angle. And you saw it on the replay from this side. There's a cameraman right there.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's he work for? Not for the broadcast?
He might be taping film for the Bucks.
Is that NFL Films or something like that? Because there was a cameraman literally right there. They just didn't have that angle.
I don't know, man. But he got to make those plays.
Got to make those plays.
They had that was something I will – they had a getting off press coverage. Talking about all the receivers. Mm. All of them. But I thought Zach called a really good game passing-wise. I thought he did. I thought he did some good concepts and everything. I love how they were working and getting Kyle open and things.
And they're bringing Kyle from different places.
Yeah, I thought the pass game, that passing game, that was really good.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. Now, conversely, the run game was pretty frustrating.
And it was frustrating. Of course, you got to call some different plays. But personnel, too. Like, but wait till the end of the year and watch what Tampa is run defensively wise. They're one of the best, man.
They are.
Especially when he's healthy.
Yep, when Vita Vea is there in the middle, they're just going to stuff you.
They're good, man.
They're just going to stuff you. All right, Scott's in Canton. Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott.
Oops, sorry. I dropped my phone. Sorry about that. Hey.
We got you.
All right, two quick things. Number one, the NFL looks great right now. But one of the things – actually, three things. Number one, don't sleep on my Steelers, man.
Oh, God.
All right.
You know, I had that conversation in the barbershop on Thursday with Steeler fan.
Dude, I'm bald. I am dead on bald. There ain't no barbershop happening with me.
All right, so that's one. What's two?
But, hey, second thing. I don't know if everybody remembers. This was, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. And Boswell got the yips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And they sent him down. They sent him down to the practice squad, brought somebody else in, humbled his ass. Sorry. Humbled
his ass. You can say ass. Yeah.
All right, that's fine then. But they humbled him, and he came back, and look at him now. He's the best guy in the league. He just hit a 60-yarder. So, Koo's just got the yips. He's, you know, I'm old enough. I've seen a lot of yips, just like you have, Randy.
Yeah.
And he's got the yips. He needs to get down. He needs to get his head clear. And once he gets his head clear, he can come back up. But they got to get him on the practice squad for now, and they got to get somebody else in there and get somebody who can actually make a 42-yard field goal.
All right, what's three?
Three is I enjoy you guys, man. Thank you.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
We enjoy
all right,
you.
You enjoy your day.
All right, Scott.
All right, man.
Enjoy your day, brother.
Appreciate it, brother.
Scott, the bald Steelers fan, with a good point.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they do with Koo, possibly.
But that means you got to release him.
That's right.
Yeah, that means you got to release him. Yeah, I know.
You'd probably be safe.
Yeah, I know. What you're
talking about. You'd probably be safe.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, maybe you send him down there. Because, I mean, look, if it's not physical, like, in terms of injury-wise. Like, if it's a mechanical thing
thing. I don't think it's physical.
I don't think it's injury.
Yeah. Yet.
I think it's mechanical slightly because he's spraying the ball all over the place. But I think more than that, I think it's mental. But again, what I mean, this is a dime store diagnosis
but
for
you,
me.
You, I don't.
I'm just
you,
looking at
me,
it.
You
I'm
don't,
looking
so,
at
to
it.
To me, you don't sound like you're saying anything wrong.
Okay.
I just don't. We're just speaking about the Braves. For comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves Insider Grant McCauley every Sunday from the Diamond on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Grant will bring you updates of the Braves' latest news, exclusive interviews, and analysis that you can only get from the Diamond. This week's show is Saturday at noon.
Okay.
So it's not going to be on Sunday. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer for your home today. Buy the 50th floor. Visit 50thfloor.com for free home estimates.
You know, that caller segment there was brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry.
I know that.
Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Yeah. We'll come back. And this is actually pretty appropriate music.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Black Hole Sun.
I'll be honest with you, I ain't listened to it in a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't get no play now. I'll be on Vibes Cartel, and that'd be my...
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are off the injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe not everybody loves Soundgarden. I really like him.
Yeah.
But you can't argue that Chris Cornell's got one of the great voices in the history of rock.
Yes.
Like, that dude could absolutely wail. R.I.P. Chris Cornell as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Well, you know what it is. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.